Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Church celebrates this Christmas season, many parents will read the Christmas story to their children, and many churches will have sermons on how Jesus was born in a manger. They will tell you how the shepherds were waiting and watching, and then the angels appeared unto them and brought them the good news. But a lot of Christians don't take to heart the scripture found in Luke chapter 2 in verse 14. It tells us, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. What does this really mean? It means that God wants to bring peace to this earth, and he wants the best for every human being on the planet. It's his goodwill towards men. The God of the universe understood the dire straits the human was in. He wanted to set the captives free, and he tried to bring that message to the human being. But alas, even today, many Christians do not understand the horrors that they have been rescued from and the glories that they're heading to. Oh yes, there is a vague picture in our hearts and in our minds, but many, many Christians don't seem to take to heart the joy that is set before them. Many of God's children do not go into Scripture to find out the freedom that they possess. They don't go into Scripture to find out what God had raised them into, where God has placed them into. The Bible shows us incredible things of what the human being now is able to possess and to gain. For instance, the Bible teaches us that we become one with God Himself. That is found in John chapter 17 when the Lord Jesus Christ prays for His church. We can read of the incredible status that a human being is raised into because of this awesome gift that was given to us 2,000 years ago. The Lord God wants us to understand that we have not only been saved from an awful, terrible situation, but we have also been placed into a situation that our minds cannot even comprehend. And today I will teach on this status that the Lord has brought us into. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts today so that they will understand, Lord, the incredible gift that you have given us. They will understand where you have placed us. They will understand from what you have brought us out from. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you will open people's hearts today. You will anoint this message and bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. In John chapter 3, verse 16, there is the famous scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." This is the promise of God to every human being on the face of the earth. If we will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior, to them, those who will do that, they will receive eternal life. This is the free gift that God is giving to every person on the planet. He is extending that gift, but we have to reach for it. We have to take it. There are millions of people on the planet who reject the gift of God, but there are also millions of us Christians who have reached out and received it. And once we have received it, we know something in our spirit has changed. Our hearts have opened up to the revelation that we can now and will have eternal life. This is what God has somehow supernaturally placed into our hearts. Whereas before we received Christ, we had no clue. Oh yes, we took a good guess at it, and we were wrong. But once we turned to the Lord, then our hearts and mind minds open to the incredible truth of the eternal gift of God that He has given us. Many, many Christians on this planet have received that incredible joy in their hearts. I myself, when I first read of the free gift of God, I still remember vividly when I first saw by reading scripture of the amazing salvation that God had presented to me. I still remember the goosebumps. I still remember the incredible peace that swept over me when for the first time in my life, I realized that now there was a way of escape from the eternal lake of fire. Before the revelation came, I was tormented with the fear of going into the lake of fire. It was a daily occurrence, even though on the outside I pretended to be tough and strong, but in the inside, fear was killing me. And then God showed up. The amazing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ opened my heart to the truth, and I was set free. From then on, I had peace and joy, and I know that peace and joy will last throughout eternity. It's not going to only last, but it will increase. The intensity of the joy and peace will increase as we go into the eternities. This is the free gift that God wants to give us. He has extended it to me, and He has extended to everyone on the face of the earth. And then studying scripture, God opened my heart to the truth of my situation. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, there is an interesting scripture that I want to clarify to the Christian world today. I want you to understand that a human being is made of three parts. It's body, soul, and spirit. The spirit man was saved. The moment you become born again, you become a purchased possession. And that spirit man is then taken and placed out of the reach of Satan. It cannot be touched anymore. In 1 John chapter 3, in verse 9, it tells us, "Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." That is our spirit man. We cannot sin anymore. Sin will not touch our spirit man. It has been cleansed and reborn, and sin cannot affect it. Our soul is a different story. That has to come in line with our spirit, and that too will one day be purified and perfected. But our body has to die and go into the grave. This is where sin starts, and this is where sin will end. Once we get that new body, we'll be perfect in the eyes of God. Body, soul, and spirit. This is the future for every Christian that is on the face of the earth. This is the gift that God has given to us. By coming down to this planet, and then He was crucified. He was placed on the cross, where your sin and my sin was placed on Him so that He could pay for them. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ was our substitute. And one of these days, that revelation will become a reality to many, many people on this planet. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 12, it tells us, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." This is what God is promising us. We have received the spirit not the spirit of this world. Otherwise, we'd still be in bondage to Satan. But God has set the captives free. Our spirits have become one. When I studied the complexity of the human body, I not too long ago watched a documentary, How the Human Body Works. And it is beyond our imagination of the small detail that goes into the human body. How the brain works, how the reproduction system works, how the digestive system works, how we operate, how our physical body operates. But they had one problem. They could not figure out how the brain is activated. But I know how it's activated. In Christ Jesus, all things consist. It is the Spirit of God in a person that activates that incredible human body. I want to tell the world one thing. You may be able to figure out the human body, but there's one thing you cannot figure out, and that is the spirit of the human body. You cannot even begin to imagine the power behind that human body. What is the electricity? What is the driving force? A human being can ever be so strong. He could physically lift 200-300 pounds. He could run for miles. He could do whatever. But the moment that spirit leaves, his body is lifeless and dead, lying there for everyone to do whatever they want with it. This is what the human body is. Yes, it's marvelous. It's fantastic. The Bible teaches us that we have been shaped in a marvelous way. But still, when the spirit is gone, it is nothing. It will return to the dust where it was taken. And then we, the Christian, will receive a new body like the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who has read the story of the resurrection remembers the awesome body that Jesus had. He could disappear. He could eat. He could walk through walls. His disciples could touch him. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 39, it tells us, "Behold my hands and my feet, for it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have." That's an incredible statement. We will be something like we're here on this earth once we get to heaven. I have a feeling everything will be so familiar, but everything will be so perfect at the same time. Yes, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, turn to him today. We have an incredible gift that was given to us, and that gift is Jesus. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus is our gift. God has given him to us. He is extending that gift to us. And what do we have in that gift? We have eternal life if we trust in him to take away our sins. We cannot get rid of our sins ourselves. Regardless how many preachers you go to confess your sins, regardless how many priests you see all your life, you cannot get rid of your sin by confessing it to a man. You have to confess your sin to Jesus. He is the one that you sinned against. King David said, "Against you, O God, have I sinned, against you alone." And we give him those sins, and then he gives us our peace and our joy and our eternal freedom. So give him your life and heart today. The time is very short. We are fast running out of time. He could come at any moment, and once he has come, then for many it will be too late, alas. Yes, where the tree falls, there it shall lie. So give Jesus your heart and life today. Celebrate this Christmas season with a joy unspeakable that you have never experienced before. I guarantee you, if you will give Jesus your heart and your life, your joy will become real. The Lord will open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining far through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star of
Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the
give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of grace for the redeemed, the good and the blessed, yonder in glory is one.
Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
give us the lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
There are many Christians who have been kind of turned off by the way the Christmas holidays are being celebrated. We all know that the world simply goes out on a limb. There are so many things to buy. We know that the alcohol abuse, the drug abuse is incredible. We know that the world system celebrates this holiday with an ungodly atmosphere. And I know there are a lot of Christians who are celebrating this incredible holiday, this birthday of Christ, in a lot of ways like the world system celebrates it, by excess of food, in buying incredible amounts of presents that they can't afford. Yes, the list goes on and on. We need to respect that holy day as an offering towards the Lord God. And then there are those Christians who simply reject the idea of having a Christmas holiday and celebrating. They seem to think it's a pagan holiday. How can Christ's birthday be a pagan holiday? To me, it's a time of celebration and rejoicing. I don't care what the world system does, and I don't care how that holiday came into existence. I know for a fact that Jesus was born. Whether he was born on December 25th, it doesn't matter. I know he was born, and I want to celebrate and rejoice in that awesome day. We need to understand that God wants us to rejoice and be at peace about this interesting and incredible day. Well, the Bible teaches us something that most Christians don't even understand or begin to study. The Lord God has given us an eternity where we will celebrate. It tells us that we are accepted by God through Christ. This is the first part of the gift. We have been accepted by God through the gift. That is something that we cannot even comprehend when we understand it. How can we be accepted by God just because of what Jesus did on the cross? First of all, we don't even understand how serious the situation was. This is why the Bible teaches us that we have to take it by faith. Our minds cannot comprehend it. This is why many religions don't turn to the Lord. They can't understand it. They don't see it. To them, it doesn't make any sense. So they try to somehow gain God's favor by what they're doing. The Bible teaches us we are accepted by God through Christ. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14, that we are a purchased possession. We now belong to God. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 1:13 that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The seal is upon us. Nobody can take us out of God's hands anymore. We have been sealed unto the day of redemption. And then in John 17, in verse 20, the Lord Jesus Christ prays something incredible. It tells us in verse 20 of John chapter 17, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I give them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." It tells us here that the glory that God has given to Christ, he has given to us. He has placed us in Christ as Christ is placed in him. How can we ever understand that? But the Bible teaches us, take it by faith. It is yours. I want to believe that, and I do believe it. I accept the fact that I have become one with God. This is the amazing gift that God has given to us so long ago. So open your heart and your mind to this truth and accept it for yourself and find the joy and peace that goes along with it. The Lord will open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.